This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Welcome back. It is October 29th, and we are bringing you another episode of PT Talker. I want to welcome back all of our regular listeners, as well as give a special welcome to our new listeners. Our site is growing each and every month, and we appreciate all of you who are telling your friends and associates in the world of physical therapy to listen each week to Physical Therapy Talker as we bring you news and ideas from experts in our field each and every week. Joining me today is Sam Owosolu, who is a physical therapist, but he is a physical therapist that has a special skill, one that I do not run into in dealing with the world of physical therapy a whole lot, because he is a computer expert. I'm going to call you a wizard on the computer. Sam, welcome to our show today.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, you know, now you're treating, you've been a physical therapist for 12 years, been working in several different areas. Tell us a little bit about your background in the world of physical therapy.
Well, when I first started and graduated out of school, I worked at the New York NYU Institute, Rush Institute for Rehab Medicine. And I've been over there for 4 years. I worked in their acute rehab setting. And it was a very great experience for me because, I got to see a lot of different types of patients and work with a lot of different caseloads.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, got my career started off on the right track.
Yeah, yeah. So, but one of the things that, and the reason you're on PT Talker today is because you have created a website called the Physical Therapy Channel. Now, do I have that right?
Correct.
Okay, the Physical Therapy Channel. So you are a guy that not only knows how to take care of someone's ACL, knee reconstruction or whatever, but you can also teach someone how to get on the internet and as a physical therapist, use the internet to bring information and things that they can use to do a better job in their practice. Would that be a good way to describe why you got into all this?
That's correct. Well, actually, I could just tell you a real quick story. When I was in PT school, I was learning how to build websites. I was learning HTML at the time. And this is when probably websites and online was starting to come around a little bit and people started noticing its popularity. And in PT school, we would have these books. I'm sure a lot of the listeners can relate. Netters Anatomy. And these books were huge and they cost so much. So I would build websites for students in the dorm to pay for my books.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
you mean you would take the textbook and build a site so that the other people didn't have to buy the book?
No, actually what I would do is I'd build websites for college students in the dorm. They, want to build small little websites to, for whatever.
Oh, I see. Just not even related to physical therapy.
No, not related to
physical therapy. Oh, I gotcha.
Okay. Like freelancing. I was kind of just freelancing. And,
yeah.
And I used the money to pay for my books because books were so expensive.
I gotcha. Okay, yeah, especially that big anatomy book. So,
yeah.
A lot of our listeners probably don't even know what HTML is because they're too focused on, the ligaments and the tendons and all that kind of stuff. So you obviously are someone that is unique in that you've got all this web experience as well as a practicing physical therapist. Well, tell me what is the purpose of the Physical Therapy Channel. Let's start out by telling our listeners how they can find your website.
Well, the purpose of the Physical Therapy Channel was, I've been going online, and, there were times, I know there was a time where I was looking for content, related to treatment ideas, just new different techniques, and I couldn't find anything. And I said, there has to be, something available out there where, we can kind of just find something. If you wanted to listen to like a lecture on maybe ACL reconstruction or maybe something neurological related to maybe CVAs, that should be available to us. And I couldn't find anything, and that's kind of where the need to develop the Physical Therapy Channel started. Mm-hmm. And I said we, as a profession, need to have some kind of content library that we can access this type of information. So, if you want to learn about a different treatment idea or if you want to hear an in-service on a particular clinical topic, we can have that available to us and we can benefit from it.
So how would the information, the content, appear on your site? Are you relying on the network of physical therapists out there sharing with each other? So is it like a YouTube, or what exactly is going on?
It's very similar to a YouTube, and the way it works is through our marketing campaign, you know, we're reaching out to PTs that either have content, video content, audio content, to upload their information to the physical therapy channel so that they can share it with everyone else mm-hmm. in the physical therapy channel community. So in that way, their information is shared, and other people can view their information and benefit from it. So it's pretty much similar to a YouTube, but it's geared towards PTs.
Okay. And are there any charges or fees to do this?
To use the site is completely free to sign up. All you need to do is just register in order to upload video or audio content to share with people in the physical therapy channel community.
Okay. So now, how are you going to then support the physical therapy channel?
That's a very good question, Jeff.
All right.
Because what happens is with a site like this, and you have a lot of people that are contributing their content to it, it takes up storage space, and it also takes up bandwidth. Mm-hmm. And the way to support that is we will have to eventually monetize it. And we're carefully looking at how we're going to monetize the physical therapy channel so that it doesn't distract or alter the flow of how the site is used by the users.
Okay.
So eventually there'll be a monetization model in the works.
But that's down the road.
Correct.
Okay, and I'm assuming that here in the initial phases of this, you have to prove that by users coming on that there is some value to the content that is there, which is why you're allowing people to access it right now without any charge?
Correct. And it's always going to be free to users.
Okay.
We will not charge users any point down the road for to access the site or to use the site to upload content.
I see. So it might be you might use advertisers then, somewhat similar to a broadcast radio model or whatever?
Correct. We'll try to see if we can seek out sponsors. We're planning on having webinars on a variety of topics, and those webinars will probably be sponsored by some of the vendors or mm-hmm. whoever it kind of relates or it's appropriate for
right.
that webinar that particular topic that's being discussed.
Or maybe PT Talker will be a sponsor. Who knows?
Maybe.
All right. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what can our listeners find on the Physical Therapy Channel. And please, everybody, I need to tell you, Sam is just getting up and running. You had a site previously. Maybe you better clarify that in case someone is familiar with the older site.
Okay, well, the older site, we can kind of say it was a web 1.0 where we were in a beta phase and we were kind of testing out the design and just the flow of how traffic was coming in and how people were using and reacting to it. And we noticed that it wasn't user-friendly. People had trouble uploading content. There's a lot of bugs in it. So I got with my programmers, and we created a Web 2.0 version of the Physical Therapy Channel where it's a little bit much easier. It's more functionally the design is more functionally, better for users to see where different things like the navigation, where to upload, where to register, all that stuff is available to them. They can see where those things are and compared to the older site where they had trouble finding them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say this site is a little bit better for users to be able to use it and access the information that they need to find.
Okay. And the address is?
The address is www.physicaltherapychannel.com.
Okay. So we've clarified that there was a previous version. You are now on version 2, much, much easier to use. So if someone out there listened and looked at it, a year ago, you need to invite them back to the new version?
Correct. And we have done that. We've sent out an email to our subscribers and letting them know that we have upgraded the website and relaunched to a more cleaner look and more user-friendly version. And we also have tutorials on our blog that that are available to users.
Okay.
If they're still having trouble, if they want to figure out how to do things like upload video, upload audio content, and things of that nature.
Okay. So what's some of the content then that if I'm sitting out there listening on PT Talker and I want to check this out, what are some of the things they might find on the Physical Therapy Channel right now?
Right now, Bill, find things like they have some surgical procedures related to knee surgery. There's some surgical procedures related to neurospine surgery. There's some lectures on the pediatric symposium. We have a PT who published a book on stress. It's called Release the Stress Habit by Leslie Talburn. She has an interview there with her on there. There's a wide variety of things on there, and it's slowly growing. And what I've noticed, I've been getting emails from even some of the continuing education courses that are wanting to upload some of their content on there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's growing every day. People are adding content to it, so it's eventually going to have a lot of content for PTs to be able to access.
Yeah. Now, since you relaunched, we're in October of 2009. How long ago did you actually relaunch this version to?
We actually relaunched 3 weeks ago.
Okay. So October of 2009. So I'm catching you just, as we always do at PT Talker, we're catching you with breaking news, bringing you the latest and greatest at the Physical Therapy Channel. But you're just getting going on this new version, it sounds like.
Correct.
Okay.
And we're very, very excited because we just like the functionality of this newer site, and we know that a lot of PTs will definitely appreciate it as well.
Yeah. So now, do you have some other of your peers or other collaborators that are helping you gather all the, making all this work?
Well, I do have a kind of like a brain trust, if you will, mm-hmm. of PTs that I consult with, and they help me a little bit with the direction of, what I should focus on. And, I'm trying to keep it because we approve a lot of the content that gets placed on the site. So we want to make it very clinically focused and, related towards PTs and keep it within, that focus.
So if people log on to the Physical Therapy Channel, will they see vendors on there pushing their products? Will they see any of that non-technique or I don't know what the right word would be, but things that are not related to actually physical therapy techniques but maybe more commercially oriented?
Well, as far as vendors, we will allow vendors to show demonstrations of their products,
okay.
But there won't be any heavy sales-related pitching of that nature. It's only going to be stuff that's going to either show a product being used in the clinic, because maybe a therapist has that same product in their clinic,
yeah.
And then maybe features that they don't know or they haven't observed that they'll find on the Physical Therapy Channel that may be of help.
I see. Okay. Now, how do you go about let's just say you take that example and someone had a Richmar ST2 in their clinic and they've never been able to figure out how to save protocols or something. Is there going to be some kind of an indexing or some way to search for keywords, or how is that all going to work that I can get to the content I'm looking for?
Well, when you upload your content, you can actually create a channel within the Physical Therapy Channel. So say, for instance, you had a product and you wanted to kind of leave video tutorials on how to use that product.
Yeah.
So you can create a channel when you register in your profile, and people can search that product in our search term or in our search keyword
okay.
box.
Huh. All right. Very good. Well, excellent. Well, we are just about out of time. Anything else that you want our listeners to know about the newest Physical Therapy Channel website that is out there now for their use?
Well, the goal, I guess, and the whole point of, you know, having the Physical Therapy Channel is just for the physical therapy profession to just share their content and gain value from it from everyone else in the profession. Because, mm-hmm. you know, when I was in at Rusk, you know, I had the privilege of having 3 or 4 PTs that I can rely on to access, you know, to ask for information. You know, how do I do this? Or, you know, I'm kind of stuck here. Do I need help? But, you know, there may be that one therapist in a rural area that, you know, may not have that type of, be able to easily access a colleague. So maybe they have to go online and search for something to help them in the clinic, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm hoping that the Physical Therapy Channel can provide some benefit.
You're a pioneer. It sounds to me like a great idea and something that's needed in our world. So I want to thank you, Sam Owosolu, your physical therapist, for joining us today on PT Talker.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
And I want to remind all of our listeners out there that if you'd like to hear previous episodes of PT Talker, all you need to do is go to pttalker.com, or better yet, go to iTunes. We're listed there as well. And remember to tell all your friends about great content, not only on the Physical Therapy Channel, but also on pttalker.com, where we bring you a new expert each and every week to give you business news and ideas and hopefully things that you can use in your practice to treat patients better. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.